Monday, and I think it's time for the Daily Show. When I say it's time for the Daily Show, I think it's time that we talk about something serious, something that is a pandemic of its own. It's more severe than COVID. That's what I'm trying to say. People parking by you. I think we've talked about this several times before, but now it's getting worse, and every single day it's getting just absurd. Because I go out of the way to park away from people. Who else does that? They don't want their car hit. Maybe you just don't want to deal with people when you're leaving. Like, you don't want to, like, drive through the crowds and have to wait 10 minutes when you could have left in, like, 30 seconds, you know. People crossing the walk and stuff like that. So I decided to ask. There was somebody, I pulled in, grabbing my stuff. It was way in the back, grabbing my wallet, keys, making sure I had everything, like my phone. I had like, I wear earbuds when I go shopping. I don't know why. I think it's nice to have a soundtrack when you're, but that's besides the point. What do you do when someone parks next to you? I know some people don't mind, but I do. Because I'm like, I went out of my way to park away from everyone, you know? I went out of my way to do this. It wasn't like, oh, here's a spot. No, so I had to ask, because it was like, all right, this, now it seems like this is an attack on me. Like, this seems intentional. Is there a reason that you parked? I had to ask. I was like, so is there a reason that you parked next to me? I didn't want to sound like angry about it or rude or whatever, because then that could go in a different direction. But I had to know for my own sanity. So I was like, is there a reason that you parked next to me? And then the person came out and they're like, oh, no, I just had a question. Like, and I was like, what do you mean you had a question? We're at a grocery store. I'm not wearing a uniform. It's not like I jumped out of the car wearing the uniform of the store or anything. So it's like, why? Why on earth? And I got my answer, and it still made zero sense. I just wanted to ask a question about what was inside the store. And I forgot what it was. Like, I think it was like, it was something about like a return. And I was like, I don't know. Why on earth would you park next to me? Just ask. There are other cars over there that you could have parked next to and asked that question. That made zero sense to me. I resent people who park next to me, because I know that there's never a good reason. Like, if there's shade, yeah, I get it. If there's like shade over there, like, oh, you park next to a tree, obviously. Or I could, like, I don't know. What about when you go to the park, you know? Like, what about when you go to the park and somebody pulls up next to you or something like that? That's a different reason, though, because then if it's a dog park, you know, that's a great spot. That's, you know, shady and all this. There's a ton of different reasons, but you got to have a good reason. You can't just pull up next to somebody and just be like, oh, I had a question that has nothing to do with you, but has something to do with the store. But why did you park next to me? I don't know what, like, it's just weird, right? Like, I mean, it's one thing to, like, park, like, a few spaces down or whatever, but literally right next. I think it has to do with something about, like, being, like, socializing. That's what I think. Like, oh, I don't want, like, if my car is next to another's, maybe it won't be, like, attacked or violated. In which case, please stay away from my vehicle, because that means that you have somebody on your back. I don't want to be a part of that story. I don't want, well, I couldn't figure out which car it was, so I took both of them out. What? No. Now, both of our brakes are, we're both rolling down the hill. Like, no, I don't want to deal with that lifestyle. That's, I'm just going to start skateboarding everywhere again. Oh, if only, right? If only. Oh, can I put some rockets on my skateboard or something? I don't know what's happening now. Like, I don't know what's happening in this world anymore. Like, there's so many different variant. Now somebody else took my spot. I don't like this. This is just turning out to be a, you know what? I was having a great weekend, and my Monday, it just took a left turn. It was like, it was a beautiful weekend on top of that. Like, it was like, I went to the beach. I went to the park. Saw people. Apparently there's like a motocross or something next to me. Like, I learned a little bit too. Like, I mean, like I said, there was a motocross place next to me. I didn't even know that place existed, but it's apparently like next to where I live, so it's kind of cool. What did everyone else do this weekend? Like, did anyone else have anything fun or exciting happen to them? I hope so, because, man, it was just a beautiful weekend. It was nice, relaxing. And I know it's supposed to get cloudy this week, depending on where it is. And no, that is not, well, it could be a hint at what's to come this week. Maybe, possibly, who knows? We'll figure it out as we go along, just like we go along with whatever happens on the show. We're going to get into the question of the day, and it has to do with romance. Boom. I don't know any slow songs that I can just, anyway. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into that question of the day, which I hope you enjoy. Don't forget about the ways that you can listen. If you tuned in to the Daily Shift Talks on Whisper, which is the, not Whisper, Wisdom. I always say Whisper because I always whisper this part. The Wisdom app is where you can listen to the Daily Shift Talks. Don't forget about anchor.fm if you want to listen to the podcast. And also you can listen on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcast, Spotify, and so much more. I hope you do. I hope you listen. Don't forget about the Jukebox Radio, of course, and also Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, the Jazz Lounge, My Vibe. There's so many ways to listen, so there's never an excuse, right? Right. Just like there's never an excuse to miss the breaks that are happening right now. We'll be right back with the question of the day. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you soon. Been enjoying the show, and I want to say thank you to the women of this team, Kai, Cloudy. There's gonna end, and I don't know. She has only been on for one show, but hopefully she makes a return. Obviously, and I hope other people make their return. Obviously, onto the show. We just had and she's gonna lose it if I don't mention her. And her tickety talks of talks that tick. She already knows who I'm talking. Hold on. Also Thick and Juice. No, I can't. These are so, why do my friends have names that I can't mention, by the way? I did want to make that a thing. Why do my friends have names that, like, okay. MK, she has a ton of TikToks that you can also check out. MK, just the letter M and K, literally. But a lot of my friends have, like, and they're really nice people. They're not doing anything, like, crazy or at. Her name is just, like, I don't know what to do with their names. Like, I don't even know. I should have, like, screened these names. Like, I was just so excited to say some of my friends' names that I actually just, I had to, after I started reading them, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, even then, like, you know, when your friend, you're adding a friend on Snapchat or whatever, like, you know, they're good people. It's fine. You're not really paying attention to the name. It's like, okay, so first the letter is D, and I'm gonna stop there because that's already far enough. Like, and then, like, when you, like, I don't even know what my friend's name, because first of all, they can change them too, like their main name to, like, whatever. But Actually, now that I think about it, why is their main name? Like, some of these things, I'm so nervous when I'm looking at some of their names now. I don't know who they are. Like, they have, like, a whole different personality. Who's somebody in your life, or a friend or whatever, that you, that has a personality that you were not expecting from them? Like, when you met them, like, if they, like, okay, for example, if they dressed like what you expect a football jockey or something to dress like back, like, you know, like in school, and you met them in school, and then like you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, and then they're like, yeah, I love, I don't know, but something you would never expect them to. I love tennis. I love I'm in the tennis. I'm on the tennis team. Excuse you? First of all, I didn't even know our school had a tennis team. I was into like all of the things, and then like I was like, we have a tennis team? And guess what I did? I tried out for it. I'm not gonna, cause I was, I like, okay, when I was a kid, I fell in love with ping pong and wall squash, I think, or squash. I don't know if it's, I don't know, whatever. Like the game where you play against the wall. And like, it's like you're the person, like when you hit it against the wall, the other person has to hit it and all this other, there's other kind of rules and stuff like that. But yeah, I fell in love with that game, and I was like, dude, we need to play that all the time. That, and I wish tetherball would become a Olympic sport. I feel like it deserves to be at this point. Like, why, what qualification is that missing? So that, and gatorball. Who remembers gatorball? AKA kickball, but it was like, well, kickball, I guess, would just qualify. Anyway, I'm getting way off topic. What was the main question here? Oh, who do you know that had a personality that you were not expecting? Like, I did not expect most of my friends to have, like, the quality, like, they're, but that's what you, like, that's why you start talking to them, right? Because they originally spark your interest in some way, shape, or form. And then you just take it from there because you're, oh, man, like, I remember, like, okay, back when I was a kid, like, I never thought I wouldn't have liked bees. And when I say wouldn't have liked bees, I mean hate bees and want to set their hives on fire. If it not for their honey. But I've settled for wasps. They are they're my main target now. This is my campaign, by the way. We will be attacking the wasp on. No, but no, like, there's a lot of people that I didn't expect to have, like, the personalities that either drew or detached me from them, you know? They're, and that will happen. There will be personalities that you don't think is gonna benefit you in a positive way. So there's a different way, there's different people, of course, and that's what makes the world go around, different types of people. Oh, man, you were, and one thing that, I don't know. Is this okay to say? I've never said it, but I've had it said. You remind me of this person. Well, I don't think that's a great thing, because if either you're already friends with this person, or, like, I mean, there's going to be differences, obviously. But, like, oh, like, I don't think anyone has, like, a main feature to their personality. Do you? A main feature to their personality. Like, oh, well, don't invite this person because, like, I mean, like, oh, well, they like to go in your medicine cabinets, or they like to see what you, like, they like to go and eat, they like a tour of the house, you know, like, or something like that. Like, is there, like, does anybody have, like, a main personality? No, I think it all depends on, like, each situation and what's going on in general. Like, what kind of, oh, hey, we're going out to the pool. Oh, I know somebody who's great. He loves to play music. We can bring him. He'll probably bring his speakers. Now, do you expect that of him, or are you going to ask? I'd ask, because I wouldn't expect somebody to take out the time just to try to entertain us with some music and stuff like that. No, that's silly. I want them to have a good time too. But if they're like, if they, even if they offer, I'd be like, are you sure? Like, we're going to be like hanging out. I don't want you to miss anything. No, no, no. I want to do it. I do have friends like that. Like, so, okay. Hey, man, do what you got to do. And speaking of which, there is a certain someone, I hope they make a return on the show and do like some DJing, like they're good. Like, and actually a few people, not just one. Also, MK, I hope you're doing well. I hope all of the women in my life are doing well. They're doing fantastic, doing great things, because they all, every time I talk to them, they have something like going on. Like, and I'm just like, how are you even still alive? Like, how is your heart beating? Like, their heart, they've outran their heart at this point. And like, they're just like, no, I'm gonna go and do this now, and this and this and this and this. And it's like, you didn't even take a breath telling me all the things that you're about to do. And all of them sound great. And I hope you, like, I hope they like go out and do them. And I hope they're doing great doing them. Why do I say this? One, because I love them. They're amazing people. They're my friends for a reason. I'm very selective. Like I'm very selective when it comes to friends, even though I'm, and they know I break things here. So that's what that sound was. That was one of them walking in and say, how dare you? I'm busy right now. How dare you call on me? I do support a lot of things that they do. They've been on, a few have been on the show. MK has been on the show. And I hope you caught that. And I can't say a lot of their names because they all, what are you folks doing? Why are your names like this? They have a kissy face at the end and the name in between. It can be misconstrued as something else. But anyway, they know who they are. They know their love. No, Anik, for sure. Vita, well, that's how it's pronounced here, but Vitat, I guess, is how you would say it, where she's from. Flower Power, Cat, Devin, Manda, Aaron, yes, Aaron, especially with your supernatural tattoos, I love it, so amazing, just an amazing soul. Angie, Jane, Baby, Whitney, yes, Whitney, of course, and I hope you are doing well. Especially with your giant red fan in the back of the room, your one singular fan that's cooling no one down. That is still my favorite thing. There's so many insights, and I love all of these women, and it keeps going. Jessica, TT! and of course, Misfit, I miss you. I know, like, well, that's her business. I'm not going to put it out there, but, when she makes her triumphant return, if she makes her triumphant return, I'm going to be awaiting it. This segment has gone on way too long, but you know what? No, it has not, because I'm trying to pay respect to a lot of the women out here. Harley Quinn, Drea, Miranda, yes, and we also still need to play Call of Duty on mobile. We still haven't done that, and I'm upset about that, so FYI. Anais, and I love, I don't know if it's Anais or Anais, because I watched the show Amazing World of Gumball. That's a different, anyway. I don't know if it's Anais because of that show or Anais. I want to say Anais. But also, I love your dog. That dog is my spirit animal. It's so cute, so small, so fluffy. And I just, every time I see it, and like, every time I see it, I think of the moment that you scared it for no reason. And that's my favorite video. But anyway, of course, we have Cloudy. We also have Kai. Don't forget about the amazing souls on this show. Kai, Cloudy, I hope you enjoy your International Women's Day. And if anyone ever gives you any problem, say it's International Women's Day. And I'm going to get Clutch on the phone, and we're going to settle this like this. And I will be there immediately, and I will shut down whatever you're trying to shut down. It will be stopped. With that being said, let's go ahead and stop this segment, because it's definitely gone on way too long. This is the Daily Shift. I hope everyone is enjoying their, what is it now, Tuesday, Wednesday, How close are we to the Wednesday for you folks? I hope just a little bit closer, with just a little bit more entertainment and just a little bit more fun. With that being said, keep it locked. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Don't move. Daily Shift, ready to take on whatever you have, whatever you got, bring it on. The Daily Shift is ready to help you get through it. Why? Because this is a show about perseverance. But I hope everyone is pushing through the week. Maybe you had a rough start to the week, and hopefully it picked up at the end. You picked up the pace and or whatever the case may be, and everything is smooth sailings from here. If not, then here are some facts for you, so that way you can be on the level that you need to be. Hopefully this helps in some way, shape, and or form. Here we go. Number one, and by the way, if you want to follow along, you know how. The world Pursuit.com. Once again, theworldpursuit.com. Theworldpursuit.com. 30 fun facts about Ireland you should know. Why? Because it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Think we should all celebrate each other, you know? help bring everybody together, you know. Everyone likes to feel appreciated, so let's appreciate that. Number one, the longest place name in Ireland is I don't believe anyone in Ireland has ever said this word ever. I believe it's a place because they have a picture of it, but there's no way any. Okay, well, I'm going to stop there before I offend anyone, and I'm so sorry. I don't know how to say that word. I just don't. There's no way. Is there a Z in this word? No, I'm joking. One of the letters is upside down. I don't even know what that's supposed to be anymore. One of the H's has been stretched out. I don't even know how to begin to... How do I say a stretched out H? But no, it's a really long word. And yesterday I just talked about one of the longest words in the dictionary. I think this should be the most difficult, I think. I could say new mono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis with ease, but when it comes to this, like, this is this is what's taking me down. That's just number one. And there are facts under there. There's paragraphs that so you can read about it and get a little bit more knowledge, which you should. Also, number two, and I read this one before the show because I thought this was really interesting. Like, I tried to scroll through and see what was gonna be there. I didn't want anything like inappropriate. But number two was Halloween is Irish. One of the Ireland facts you probably didn't know. And that's what it says in parentheses. And I do wanna read this, but I don't know where. Okay, I'll read the first sentence of the second paragraph. In old Irish, this means summer's end. That's actually kind of cool. You know, get some candy, summer's end, go out with a giant bang, you know, like you get treats, you get to dress up and have fun and go out and hang out with friends. So, I mean, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, number three, St. Patrick wasn't Irish. I actually didn't know that. I did not pay attention in history. And I'm sure a lot of you did. And then you're like, oh, that was obvious. Like, that was, oh, come on. Really? St. Patrick? St. Patrick, it just so happens? Well, I didn't know. Leave me alone. Number four. More Irish people live outside of Ireland than in Ireland. I didn't know that. Huh. Like, I know, like Ireland is beautiful. I do know that. And I know that, like, not, like, I've seen pictures and stuff, like, from, well, not, like, a Snapchat standpoint, you know, like, a friend from Ireland. Like, they would take pictures all the time. But I want to go there. It just looks so beautiful and relaxing. But then, like, what if I go there and then, like, it's, like, you know, it's like kind of meeting like your like favorite celebrity or something. I love like a lot of places in the world and I want to visit all of them. What if it's not what you expect? Oh, then things change a little bit, right? Just like we're going to change over to number five, which is know your Irish pub etiquette. That's going to be something I leave to you folks if you decide to read it. I'm going to go to number six, and then we're going to be done, and we're going to move on. Why? Because we need to, and I'm sorry, I know. I'm sorry. But number six, students shouldn't stand under the bell at Trinity College. Is it going to fall on them like in that movie Venom, Maximum Carnage? Not Maximum Carnage, Let There Be Carnage, sorry. I combined the video game. That's how you know I'm a gamer. Right? Somebody was like, oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's a good game. But there's information there if you want to read that. And I think you should. Why? So that way you gain more knowledge. That's what this topic, this section is about. So you can learn a little bit more about something or other and learn something. But the other and the something are going to come together and eventually they're going to create something called a break, which we're going to take right now. So that way you can go and look up different ways to listen to us, which would be on, where can you listen? CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts. Anchor.fm, which now is called Podcaster for some. Maybe it's still called Anchor.fm, which is why I'm still saying that. Anchor.fm, Podcaster, which looks like the Spotify symbol, but purple. So there's Spotify, which is green, and then there's Podcaster, which is purple. So there's different ways to listen, but you can also listen on Spotify. So either way, you're in the green. No one? Just me? Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it tuned, and I hope you do. Why? Because we have also the After Talk shows, which you can catch on. Oh, my gosh. Wisdom. The Wisdom app. And also, you can just catch more information on the Instagram, which is Daily Shift 4. Daily Shift, just the number 4, as in for you to keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift, and we will be right back. Don't move a muscle. Well, if you're listening, correction, still listening, then I thank you. Why? Because that means that you care. Just like we care about bringing you the entertainment. Unfortunately, I have just about zero in my entertainment today. I have a candy bar that is Fruity Pebbles flavored. It's a Fruity Pebbles like candy bar. I know yesterday I said I was going to do it today and I made it even like a big thing, but I haven't tried it yet. I didn't. Like I said, I'm all sugared out right now. I can't indulge. I'll eat it out. I will eat at least a bite of it in between now and tomorrow's show. That's what I will. Because I just, right now, I'm just like, I'm all, like I said, I'm candied out. I'm all sugared out. I got nothing left in the tank. And I think I started to realize this when I had like a guava juice. I know that's a fruit, but like, I like fruit toast to me, that's like hot, a lot of sugar. Like when I have like a banana, I'm like, that's a lot of sugar. You know, even though it's healthy sugar, if you didn't know that, there's three different types of sugar: fructose, sucrose, and glucose. Glucose? The other one sounds like one of those is wrong, and I hope it's glucose, because at least glucose, like no, I hope it's glucose actually, because glucose sounds like it's sugar from the butt sugar, like your glutes, and then anyway. I know somebody didn't like that joke, but it's okay. I'm trying to edumacate you. Edumacate with an M, which is the improper way of saying it. See, I'm here to help. but I am going to try that. Yesterday, I mentioned yesterday on the show, the peanut butter and banana sandwich. And it was so delicious. I don't think I wanted to make another one, but I was too full to move. But it was so good. Anyway, there's other amazing snacks out there. If you have snacks, and I don't mean like I mean like stuff that's like, you know, like I mean ants on a log, like peanut butter, celery, and raisins. Like I mean like, well, that's a good snack too. And actually, you know what? Whatever you got. Let me know. Also, let us know what you think, how we're doing. If you just want to talk and say, hey, you know you can. Just like the way you tune in and you listen. And we appreciate every single one of you. I hope my friend, I don't want to say his name, but he was here on the show. I forgot what his, he's been gone for so long and he did one show, but hopefully he's going to be back. I am going to message him and see how he's doing. Everyone is like probably shouting his name right now. How could you forget? Because I know his real name. And I want to call him by his real name, but I'm like, well, he has a... Anyway, I hope they come back and they both come back on the show and have a great time. Why? Because there's so much possibility there, so much fun, and they're both very talented individuals on top of that. So what I'm going to do, I might even post that episode, both of those episodes. Maybe I'll even do a mix so you guys get the best of both worlds. Maybe that's what I'll do maybe I'll do a Friday show for the weekend, so that way you folks have something to listen to over the weekend just in case you missed their episodes. I think I might just do that. It seems like a really fun idea. Just like it's a fun idea to stay here and tune in. There are tons of ways to listen. Don't forget about the Jukebox Radio on MySpin, on Outside the Box Radio, the Jazz Lounge, My Vibe. Those are also ways that you can hear great shows. Shows that you can't hear anywhere else. Or maybe you can. Maybe you know of other ways and you just haven't told me yet. Go check it out. Listen to the Bo Paradox. Check out the shows that are there. Truly Tracy. All these great things are there over at the Jukebox Radio, just like you can find this show on podcasts like Stitcher, iTunes Music, Spotify. You can find us on the Wisdom app. You can find us on Instagram. There is no shortage of how we want to get this entertainment out to you. And the question of the day. And the facts. And just random talks, which it all seems, if you listen to it, you're probably like, no, it's all the same. It's all just completely random ramblings. Maybe that should be the new show. Random Ramblings. You're welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been The Daily Shift, which means if you are heading to bed and it's nighttime, that means it's Wednesday and you're waiting for Thursday. So good night. But if it's Thursday and you've already blown past Wednesday and you're like, you know what, I'm going to like Thursday just a little bit better. And I hope you do. And I hope it's just as fantastic or even better than your Wednesday. And good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. Keep it locked.